Chapter 10. Terror on the Marshes. That night there was a very strong wind. It whistled and howled around the house. The windows shook. I slept, woke, and slept again. Then suddenly I was wide awake. I thought I heard a cry. The wind blew more loudly. Then I heard the cry again. It was the cry of a child, a cry for help, the cry of a child dying in the marshes. For how many years had the child cried out? "Rest in peace," I prayed. But that child could not. I could not sleep. I got up. I opened the bedroom door. Spider followed me into the passage. Suddenly, two things happened. Someone or something went past me. The wind howled louder than ever, and all the lights went out. I stood there in the darkness. I could not move. Who had gone by? Who was in the house with me? I had seen and heard nothing. But I was sure of one thing. Someone had gone along the passage to the child's bedroom. Someone dead for many years. A ghost. I had to have a light. I walked back carefully into my bedroom. I went slowly to the table near my bed. I found the torch and picked it up. But it slipped from my fingers. It fell and broke on the floor. Spider came close and touched my hand. As I held the little dog, the wind howled again. And once more, louder than the wind, I heard the child's cry. I could not sleep. I must have a light, I thought. I cannot stay here in the dark. Then I remembered. I had seen a candle in the child's bedroom. For a long time I did not move. There was something evil in the child's bedroom. But I had to go back to get that candle. I went down the passage slowly. I opened the door of the child's bedroom. Everything was quiet. I found the candle and picked it up. Now I was in the bedroom, I was not afraid. But I felt sad. I had a feeling of something lost, someone who had died. I had never had that feeling before. Why did I have it now? After a few minutes, I walked slowly out of the room. I closed the door. At once, the sadness left me. In my bedroom, I found some matches. I lit the candle. I opened my book and began to read. Sometime later, I fell asleep. When I woke up again, the sky was light. It was morning. Spider was standing at the door. She wagged her tail and looked at me. The dog wanted to go out. I got up and dressed quickly. Spider ran to the front door. I opened the door. Spider ran out happily. The air was very cold. Then I heard a whistle, a high, clear sound. Spider heard it too. Before I could stop her, she was running. She was running away from the house onto the marshes. I called and called, but she did not hear me. I watched the little dog running on and on. But who had whistled? The marshes were completely empty. Then I saw the dog slow down and stop. I knew at once what had happened. The poor animal was caught in the mud. The mud was pulling the dog down, pulling her down deeper and deeper. I could not let the little dog die. Without thinking, I ran out across the marshes towards her. The cold wind blew in my face. I could not see clearly. My feet stuck in the mud. I pulled myself free. The tide was coming in quickly. I called out to the dog. Most of her body was now under mud and water. I could not get any nearer to her. I could do nothing. "We will both die here in this terrible place," I thought. No, it could not happen. Very carefully, I lay down. I stretched forward, little by little. The dog sank deeper into the mud. Just in time, I got hold of the leather collar round the dog's neck. I pulled and pulled. At last, the dog was free from the mud. We lay there, side by side, wet and muddy. We were safe, thank God. The dog was alive, and so was I. How long we lay there, I do not know. At last I got up. I began to walk slowly back to the house. As I got nearer to the house, I looked up. I saw the window of the child's bedroom. Someone was standing there, looking out. It was the woman in black. She stared at me. The hate in her eyes was terrible. I began to shake. Somehow I reached the front door of the house. Then, to my horror, I heard the sound I feared most, the sound of a pony and trap.